guest is Shahid Chaudhry. Shahid, how are you?
Good to meet you.
Did I say your name correctly?
You did, yes.
Okay. And what do you do?
So I work as a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft.
No way, that's what I do.
All right.
And you're in, where are you?
I'm out in D.C., so technically I live in Northern Virginia, but I cover D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
What kind of stuff are you working on?
So I work with a lot of game developers, indie developers, startups. I train people how to use the cloud, mm-hmm. how to get on Microsoft's cloud, but also use our competitors' platforms, mm-hmm. how to get on our cloud. Use other mobile devices, again, work with our cloud. With game development, I'm teaching kids as young as 8 years old up to grown-ups who are professionals working in their field, just trying out game development for the first time, to seasoned developers who are trying to get their games on Xbox.
You're doing a lot of different stuff.
I am, yes.
Let's focus on the game development.
Sure.
As a Microsoft developer, what kind of games are you building and how are you building them?
So I started off with Visual Studio, which I've been using for enterprise software development for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And I realized that you could use the C# programming language and build games for Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started with indie game development. And I realized that I had a lot of luck building dev tools for game developers. Mm-hmm. So once I got in touch with the community, I started running a couple of Facebook groups for game developers.
Okay.
So I do focus on two tools in particular. One is Construct 2, made by Sarah.
Yep.
So Construct 2 is great.
That.
All right. Have you published anything yourself?
I have. I got a whole series based on a character I created named Spinach Top.
All right.
They're pretty much the best video games ever created.
All right. Yeah, I've tried a couple of those. Like Carrot Top, I bet.
It's Carrot Top, but he's got green hair. Yeah.
All right.
Who's Carrot Top?
I don't know. No, must not be as famous as Spinach Top.
Idea.
Yeah. So I used a character named Ninja Cat, which apparently is Microsoft's unofficial mascot.
They must have stolen it from you.
Yeah, I created it back in 2011, published a game on Xbox 360, a platformer.
Very cool. What do you do with the royalties checks?
Nothing. No one's heard about it yet. Until now. So I started working on a simpler Infinite Runner game for Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8 as well. So those are out of the Windows Store today.
Describe what an Infinite Runner game is.
So an Infinite Runner is, think of it as a Flappy Bird, but without the flying.
Okay.
It's just running. So it could be a 2D version of Temple Run, where you're running and the game is just scrolling infinitely. There are all sorts of obstacles coming up. Maybe you could fall into a ditch.
Okay.
So the game comes at you, you just have to have quick reactions.
All right, so you have a little character that's running. It looks like he's running across. He's really staring still. It's the scene that's going by behind and under him.
And a lot of these
I always think of the old Flintstones car. You ever watch the really old Flintstone cartoon?
Yeah, you have the little legs underneath.
And they'd be running through the house for like 2 minutes. The house must have been like 3/4 of a mile long.
Right, the Tom and Jerry as well. So Tom and Jerry running across, they just have the background going by. Yeah, so exactly. That's what an infant runner is like.
Yep.
With these games, the Construct 2 is really simple. So most of the games I've built so far that I've published are simple games, but I've used those as a springboard to publish game development tutorials. Some of them I've done with Microsoft Virtual Academy, or MVA, mm-hmm. on their website. I've done not one, but two series on Construct 2 game development.
Oh, okay. Did you do that with James?
James Quick, yes.
Yeah.
Also one of our colleagues.
All right. What other stuff are you doing?
So I'm also working with Unity. So Unity is published by a third-party company, Unity Technologies, and their tool is available on both Mac and PC. They use Microsoft's language C#. You can use JavaScript as well, but I would highly recommend C#.
Okay.
It's a more robust language, in my opinion. And you could also use Visual Studio on a Windows machine, or you can use Visual Studio Code, a brand new code editor, on a Mac or a PC.
That's to edit your C# code.
Exactly. So every Unity game needs some coding, even though there's some visual design. And in addition to just the regular web browsers and app stores that you may publish to, Unity also lets you publish to game console as well, including Xbox One.
What have you built with Unity?
So I haven't published anything with Unity yet.
Okay.
So the Unity tutorials that I've been building so far, again, 2D games, also some 3D games, things with marbles moving around, a maze. Also first-person shooters, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a reason you haven't published it? Are they not quite polished yet? Or
yeah, so with Unity, one of the things I wanted to do is build material really quickly and get it out to the public so that they can learn different concepts.
Uh-huh.
So I've been focusing more on concepts rather than completed games.
I see.
But that's something I'd definitely like to do in the near future.
I see. What's the big difference between Construct and Unity? What would, if I didn't know either of them, and I wanted to pick one, what would drive me to one versus the other?
Now, there's two big differences. One is that Construct 2 does not require any programming whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know programming or don't want to program, you can use Construct 2. The other big difference is 2D versus 3D. Okay. So Construct 2 was built for 2D games, and it does that really well. It does not do 3D at all.
Okay.
And the creators of Construct 2 have already said that they'd like to continue building Construct 2 into the next product, Construct 3, and they do not want to put 3D into it.
Okay. So they like the simplicity of it.
Exactly. So you're still going to build games with 2D games with Construct 2, even when it becomes Construct 3. So the difference with Unity is that Unity was built for 3D games when it first came out.
Okay.
And now that it supports 2D as well, I mean, you could make 2D games before, but it didn't have native support. In Unity now, there's a lot of improved tooling for 2D games where you can bring in 2D graphics into your game much more easily and build a 2D game with the tools that they provide.
Hmm.
But not only that, if you look at a 2D game in Unity, it's really a 3D game from one camera angle. So a 2D game still exists in the three-dimensional world.
I see. So the tool set's the same, the assets are all the same, it's just that you're ignoring the fact that you have this third dimension at your disposal.
Right. So you could have two different sets of assets. Let's say you have a background that's a flat background, a character that's flat.
Okay.
Those are all in 2D. And let's say you want to have a three-dimensional explosion effect.
Okay.
You can have a three-dimensional explosion, which looks great from a certain 2D angle.
Hmm.
You can build that 3D explosion in your 2D game using Unity.
Oh, that's interesting. So actually, the Construct, I've actually used both tools. In the Construct one, I've created the illusion of 3D by having like a little parallax.
Yes.
So for example, an airplane flying over terrain.
Right.
It looks as if it's separated from the terrain.
Yeah, and that's a great way to do it. A lot of games do that. So the benefit of having all these backgrounds that are transparent with PNG files is that you can do that sort of parallax in there.
I've also found that the learning curve for Construct is much less than the learning curve for Unity. Do you agree with that?
Very much so, yes. So I've taught students as young as 8 years old how to use Construct 2. Once I taught them how to do some programming, I found out that the older children, more like 10 to 13 years old, were able to get into Unity, but the younger kids as young as 8 still stuck with Construct 2.
All right. And tell me a little about I know it's been a couple of years since you've done any Xbox development, but tell me what tools you used at that time.
So back then I used Visual Studio using something called XNA for the program name Xbox Live Indie Games. So Xbox Live Indie Games was around for several years, and right now that's no longer going to be supported in the near future.
Okay.
So new developers have been given a notice that the program will no longer be available in a few years. But right now, it's what's called a sunsetting of the program.
Okay.
But all developers have been asked to look at the ID at Xbox program for Xbox One. So that was announced as soon as the Xbox One came out, and developers have been publishing to the Xbox One by themselves. They're self-publishing. They're applying to Microsoft, and anyone can apply to this program, and selected developers do get not one, but up to two free dev kits. So this is not for something that you can just create for a mobile game platform, such as maybe a touchscreen Flappy Bird type game that you'd like to bring to Xbox, because that doesn't translate easily to a console game with the game controller. But if it's something that you feel is a strong candidate, especially if you have something in the Windows Store due to the Windows 10 tooling in Visual Studio, or if you use something like Unity, that's something you should look at maybe bringing to Xbox One. So if you think that your game will do well on a console, and it's a great game for sitting on a couch playing with a controller, or even playing with Kinect, if you have something published to the Windows Store or Steam, that's something that you should look at applying for the ID at Xbox program.
Okay, and you said that you get two dev kits, is that right?
Yes, you get not one, but up to two free dev kits.
What is a dev kit? What is that?
So a dev kit is a console, an Xbox One console provided by Microsoft, and it's been approved for publishing to the program.
So it's a piece of hardware?
It is an actual Xbox One console.
It's an Xbox One with some controllers. And
So it comes with one controller.
But you can't go to Sears and buy one and bring that one.
Right, so if you were to buy one from the store, there's a separate program. It's the Windows 10 Universal Lab program.
Okay.
Where anyone with Windows 10 can develop for the Windows 10 platforms, including mobile, and also desktop, laptop devices.
Okay, this is a universal app platform.
Exactly. So these are different device families, right? So for right now, you can use Visual Studio to publish to the Universal platform.
Okay.
You can use Concord 2 to do that. You can also use Unity to do that. The update for Xbox One will be coming soon.
Okay, the story hasn't been told yet then.
Exactly. So what's been announced so far is the Xbox One will get an update to Windows 10 by the end of 2015.
Okay, that's pretty soon.
And after that, the future plans for that have not been completely announced as for the date when developers will be able to use their Windows 10 exports to publish on Xbox One.
Okay, so in theory, we'd be able to write a game that would run across all platforms. So we'd have to be able to somehow make sure that it responds to touch and to controllers,
right,
and maybe even to keyboard and mouse as well if we wanted that support.
Exactly.
But we could reuse a lot of that code, in fact the same binaries.
Right. And to get a head start on that, I would highly recommend developers start building that game on Unity or whatever platform they're on, and start publishing to the Windows 10 platform. Because right today you can already publish to the PC platform, to the Windows Store, to the desktop app platform as well.
Okay.
So start doing that first, and if that works well for you, definitely polish up your game, apply for the Xbox program, and try and get your game out there as well.
Oh, that makes sense. And then there'll probably be some tweaks when the Xbox One program is announced, and you'll do that, but they'd be minor tweaks, I would think.
So that's something that I can't comment on, but it's whatever the Xbox team has announced, I would say stay tuned for more information.
Okay. Maybe you can come back when it's all announced and finalized. Where the roadmap took us.
All right.
Anything else?
No, it's whatever people are working on. Just do what you love and keep going.
And you're, so let's talk about, first of all, you're writing about this on your blog.
I have occasional posts about this in my blog, yes. But what I do maintain is a Facebook group, actually three Facebook groups, Construct 2 Devs, Xbox One Indie Devs, and Unity Indie Devs.
Okay, those are public. Anybody can join those.
Yeah, so those are public open groups. Anyone can join. They do require admin permission. So I do have a lot of admins around the U.S. and around the world. There are a lot of members from around the world who can answer all your questions. So anything that's not NDA covered, we keep those out of the group. But there are people that can help you if you need to discuss confidential information. So let's say if you do have an Xbox One, you've signed an NDA, the ID at Xbox team does have account managers, and they have an email address. You can contact them directly for any confidential information.
Okay, and where's your the course you and James did?
So that's on Microsoft Virtual Academy. If you go under Game Development Courses, you can find it there, or you can just search for Construct 2 on MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com.
Shahid, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Do you like technology? Do you like friends? The best place to get both of those is at technologyandfriends.com. See you there.